Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each episode, we count down our top five favorites in a different category, from movies and music to the totally random. Get ready to laugh and maybe even yell at our picks. Let's get into this week's High Five.
Hopefully it doesn't all fall apart after you hit record, right?
That's right. It's all audio stops. Being held together by tape and glue right now. Popsicle yep. Sticks and tape, or what's the phrase?
I don't know what the
toothpicks and
duct tape and hand grenades? I don't know.
No, I don't think hand grenades would hold it together.
Nope. I don't think so either. It's horseshoes and hand grenades, right?
Yeah. So we were just talking before I hit record. We were talking about probably doing a special episode in a couple weeks, right before the Mandalorian and Grogu Star Wars movie comes out. So we're gonna be thinking about a specific episode. So if anybody has any ideas,
yep,
you know how to reach us.
Star Wars related.
Yeah. Yeah, you said, you know, best or favorite Mandalorian episodes.
Yeah, just like your top five Mandalorian episodes.
Or the characters. The only problem that I have with characters. That'd be yep. Kind of a fun one.
Yeah, I could. Characters would be easier than episodes, because I was just thinking, I was like, I'd have to basically rewatch the entire series to remember which ones I really liked. But
let's do Mandalorian characters, because then that'll give everybody kind of a refresher on Mandalorian characters.
And there's quite a few. There's a ton of them. So
yeah. Yeah. Let's do that.
Okay.
That'd be cool. That's not why we're here.
It's not why we're here.
I should probably say hi to everybody. Hello. Welcome, everybody, back to the High Five Podcast, where each episode we list our favorite five items within ever-changing categories. And this week we are back after a little bit of a hiatus. I was traveling and we had, what else was happening? There was just a lot happening.
Just life.
Life was happening. Just life. Yeah. Yep. Spring has sprung. So it's a busy time of year. But yeah, we're back. And this episode, I hijacked Caleb's pick. We just kind of
a little.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay.
Well, I was just kind of feeling like I wanted to record. I wanted to get back chatting with you because, you know, we hung out briefly when I was over on the west side of the state when we had brunch with their families. And but like, it's been a while since we've chatted. So I just wanted to have like more of a laid back chat with you. So I figured, as I stole your choice, I figured it'd be fun just to talk about what music we're into right now. So I thought it'd be fun just to list our five favorite songs right now. Just nothing has to be like new, or nothing has to be like, you know, iconic or anything. It's just like, what are five songs that are kind of like coming up a lot on your Apple Music or Spotify or whatever your streaming choice is. What are your thoughts when that comes to mind?
Yeah. You know, for me, a lot of it, I've been listening to a lot of kind of older stuff, like stuff from my childhood, which sometimes drives the kids a little crazy when they're in the car, whatever. But most of the time, you know, I have the, you know, like my radio station through Apple Music, just based on kind of what I listen to, history, all that kind of algorithms, all that kind of stuff. So it's usually what's on. So, you know, some things get replayed over and over. So this is kind of a list of new stuff that I've been into and stuff that just kind of keeps popping up. Or, you know, my fifth one is just kind of a funny story for the song. And so, yeah, that was kind of my thought process in gathering these five. So what about you?
Yeah. I mean, I go in ebbs and flows with music and podcasts. And right now I am heavily into music. The podcasts, like the subjects that my favorite podcasts are talking about right now are just not very like inspiring for me.
Sure.
So I'm kind of off of podcasts.
Okay.
And I'm into music, and I'm in the discovery stage of listening to music a bit more right now. So I go in different phases of listening to the old favorites, listening to newer favorites, and then like I go into phases of like just trying to find as much music I've never heard before that I like. That's fun. So that's where I am right now. And so yeah, it's but that's, I mean, it's not all of my list. Some of my list, it, or one song on my top five is older, and yeah, it gets newer from there. I'm typically a newer music fan anyway. I like what's newer. But yeah, I think we should jump into it. Anything else to say that you can think of before we get
how many
into it?
How many off your list came from Elton John? Any recommendations?
None.
None.
And I love Elton John.
I know you like to listen to that thing he does on Apple Music. So
yeah, he's got his podcast that comes out. I believe it's every week.
I think it is.
Elton John's Rocket Hour on Apple Music. Yeah, so I love that, and I love like pretty much his whole catalog. I love his Diamonds compilation double album. I have it on vinyl, and then also there's the Revamp compilation where I think that's a double album as well, where he basically produced other people coming in and singing his songs. So like there's like the Killers are on it. And a lot of my other, like Pink has a really good song on it. I think Dua Lipa's duet is on that as well. Is it? I don't, maybe that one's not. But yeah, there's a lot of my favorite artists are on that compilation album.
Right.
So that's a favorite in the house for me anyway. But yeah. None of them, my top five are Elton John. And like I said, that's probably because I'm in my little discovery phase right now where I'm like branching out from my typical artists.
Well, I didn't know if any of these artists came from an Elton John recommendation or anything, but
no,
it sounds like nope.
No.
All your discovery.
And like I said, I'm not listening. Like that's a podcast technically to me. Like there's more talking. Okay. But it's like it's 50-50. So he's talking to people, introducing songs that he's discovered and stuff like that. But yeah, it's a interesting phase right now for me. So so I think we should jump into it. And like I said, these aren't coming from any specific era. These aren't new specifically. Yep. A few are for me. My number one. You're going to have to give me a thumbs up and thumbs down on
volume. You mean your number five, right?
Yeah, my number five.
Okay, I was going to say, it's like, wait a second. Do we change the order?
I'm going to throw it out right now. Give me a thumbs up, thumbs down on volume level. I don't want to blow your ears out. But my number five is Intergalactic by the Beastie Boys. Is that good?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, this one's been coming up for me more and more recently. I was never a Beastie Boys fan, and this song came out in 98, so it was a little bit later for them, which I completely missed it when it came out. I was listening to other music. I was listening to, you know, gangster rap instead of Beastie Boys, which back then there was like a huge divide in between this and, you know, like Tupac and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Bone Thugs and Harmony. So this came out in 98. And I don't know where I really heard it the first time, but it's always just been one of those background songs for me. But I feel like it was in a movie recently. Let me see here. I have a list of facts about it.
I haven't heard the song in a long time.
It was in the Marvels trailer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but anyway, this song is just so fun to just crank. So this is my number five. Just fun, lighthearted, and it's been a fun one to kind of rediscover and put in the rotation.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I mean, I haven't heard this. I remember it from my youth, from my childhood for sure. But yeah, it was one that I'm with you. I was never a huge Beastie Boys fan. Like, there was a couple stuff that was on the radio that I enjoyed, but like, I never listened to a whole record or anything like that. But yeah, that is one of their more recognizable songs outside of what, like Fight for Your Right. And
yeah. Yeah.
What's Monkey? What's that? Monkey something. You know what I'm talking about? Monkey. I can't remember the name of that song. Monkey something. Brass Monkeys.
Brass Monkey.
Yeah, I knew it was coming to me eventually. Yeah.
Yeah, so when did Brass Monkey come out? I'm
probably earlier 90s.
Yeah, like, I'm searching it right now. Because like when I saw 86.
I would have felt like 92.
I would have guessed late 80s.
Okay.
And so when I saw that this song came out in 98, I was just like,
yeah, that's
wait,
crazy.
What? I thought Beastie, and so like that makes more sense. Like Beastie Boys, they were popular when I was still a baby, like, or still a small child. I wasn't listening to rap music yet. And so Beastie Boys were like my older cousin's music, you know, like it was, it just missed me. But I love it now. I don't own any of their records or anything. No, I'm not that big a fan. I'll just play this on Apple Music. But
yep.
That's my number five.
Nice.
What do you got? What's your number five, Caleb?
So yeah, my number five is an oldie. Came out in 1990. Wasn't one that I listened to a lot in my youth, but have really gotten into. And if you want to play it, you can go for it. You can play it any time. It doesn't matter. But it is Hold On by Wilson Phillips. And part of the reason this is on my list is because...
is that good volume?
Yeah. Yeah. I was listening to like just 90s hit radio station or whatever on Apple Music. And this song kept coming up and I was like, oh man, I love this song. And we were driving in the car, and so obviously, you know, Reese is with me a lot, and she's heard this song a couple times. She's like, Dad, I hate this song.
Really?
And then let me just hang on. This story's not done. So then it came on with the whole family was in the car, and me and Tori just start singing it so loud and just going crazy. And Reese is in the back rolling her eyes, like, oh my gosh, this is so dumb. And then the other day she's like, hey Dad, I'm going to go listen to music up in my room. Cause she loves to listen to music and I love to dance around. And I happened to go upstairs and I opened the door and she's singing this song and dancing to it.
We got
and
her.
Then I got her. And then and she's like, okay, Dad, I do love this song now. So it's just, I don't know. It's just a fun song. You know, it's fun to sing along to, fun to just listen to in the car. Yeah, and that, you know, the main reason I put this on is just from that story of, you know, convincing my daughter that this is actually a good song and catching her listening to it on her own. So
yeah, it's just good clean quality music.
It's just fun.
I loved this as a kid.
Yeah,
I still do. Yeah,
it reminds me slightly of the music my mom listened to.
Okay.
Growing up, although it was more, you know, she didn't listen to the quote unquote secular side of it. It was always, you know, Amy Grant, Twilight of Paris, but this kind of has that same kind of vibe to it.
So. Yeah. Yeah. It does fall within that realm.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So as your number five, Wilson Phillips, Let Go.
Hold On.
Oh yeah. Hold On. All right, so my number four was my oldest one on my list, Beastie Boys, Intergalactic.
Yep.
This one is Chex's Notes, the newest one on my list, by probably only a couple weeks, actually. And this is from Robin's new album. She has a single off of it called Dopamine.
Okay.
And that's a good song. Have you heard that?
Maybe it sounds familiar, but I I'm not sure.
Anyway, so that's the single off of it, and it's good. I like it. But this one is called Light Up. So this is off of the new album that just came out a couple weeks ago called Sexistential by Robin. Okay. And if you know who Robin is, you know, she was kind of pretty big in the late 90s. She had a couple big songs like Do You Know? And Show Me Love. And she kind of has kind of kicked around here and there, but has not put out an album in like 10 years or something like that. 15 years, maybe.
But anyway, even older, but yeah. I couldn't.
2010, she had her, she released Body Talk, which had the song Dancing on My Own, and that's like her most famous song now.
Sure.
And so she's kind of had a resurgence with that. But really, since that little era of music, like I said, it was a trilogy of albums. She hasn't really put out much music at all, if anything. Yeah. And so this one just came out a few weeks ago, and I'm going to play the song called Light Up. Is that good volume?
Yep.
Just very, very synthy, very, and she's just such a beautiful singer. We'll just let it get to the end of the chorus here. So they say that like Robin really heavily influenced people like Taylor Swift, Charlie XCX, Ariana Grande, like this hyper pop. So it's just good music. I'm taking Katie to go see her in September, I think it is August, September in Chicago. Okay. And, she's also not toured in a very long time, and so it's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
It's kind of been one of those bucket list artists that we weren't really sure we'd ever get to see. Like, it was never a certainty that she would ever tour again.
Tour again.
So, yeah we're excited to have Robin back. Welcome back, Robin. Nice. And Light Up. Light Up is my number four.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of like 80s vibe a little bit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yeah, kinda. Yep.
Cool.
All right.
I've not heard that song.
Go ahead with your number four.
All right. So my number four is another song from the 90s. It was technically originally recorded in 92, but the version that I've been listening to a lot of is the 1998 version. It's Tupac's Changes, which came out in 98 after he had already died. And they kind of re-released it and remixed it. It's just, I don't know. Like I said, I've been listening to a lot of 90s radio and this song keeps coming up and I just love this song. And I just try to keep listening to it as much as I can.
It's a good song.
It's such a good song.
I definitely own this on CD.
Yeah.
Probably the single even. That's a good song.
Do you own the original or this one? Probably this one. I think this one's definitely more popular than the original was.
This one has someone featuring on it, right?
It has
featuring talent.
Yes. Yep. I was just gonna pull it. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know which one I owned. I might have. It might have had both versions on it, or was it like 6 years later? You said.
Yeah, so this one, like, they redid it for his greatest hits album.
So it was after he was dead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I didn't own this one then. I own the original one. Yeah, I didn't know this one.
Yeah. So it has, you know, so samples, that's just the way it is from Bruce Hornsby and stuff. So, I think it's a new twist on that classic song or classic rap by Tupac. And it's just, I don't know, every time, like when you pump this up in your car as you're just driving, windows down, a little warm out, and it's just,
I definitely heard this song before the Bruce Hornsby version of it. So when I heard the Bruce Hornsby original version of it, what year did that come out?
1986?
Yeah.
Yeah, 1986.
So like, when I heard that just organically, probably in a grocery store or something, I was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. This isn't Tupac.
Yeah. And I like Bruce Hornsby, and it's a good song. It was just, I had never heard that song before.
Yeah.
So anyway, good song. Good song.
Yeah, another artist would be fun to see live in concert, but obviously that can't happen.
Unfortunately, not going to happen. All right, so my number four, we're going to take a sharp turn from like ultra hyper pop of Robin and the like, and we're going to go into a artist who kind of started off as like a bluegrass Americana type singer, and that Sturgill Simpson is the artist. But he has since his last two albums that he's put out, he's put under a kind of like a pseudonym name called Johnny Blue Skies, because he wanted he just wanted to put out new music, but he didn't want to be kind of like, you know, restricted by the name of Sturgill Simpson.
Sure.
When you think of Sturgill Simpson, you think of like bluegrass or country or, you know, alt country sort of thing, persona. And it's great, but like he wanted to do something a little different. So he's put out a couple new albums. And so the song that I chose off of his album that just came out, what's the name of the album? I could just pull up the Apple Music song. Mutiny After Midnight. And so this one came out like a month ago. So this one was one that was close to being out at the same time as the new Robin album. This album he put out, he just put it out on vinyl, CD, and tape. Didn't put it out on streaming for like a couple weeks.
Okay.
And he had no plans to put it out on streaming. But then like a few weeks ago when he did release it, it was kind of like it was one of those shitty weekends where Trump was doing something stupid, and he just released it on YouTube for free and just like put it out there. And now you can stream it and you can buy it and all that, you know, all the other digital formats now. But it was just, you know, he just put it out because he wanted it to be out. He didn't put it out to like, you know, try to set records or anything like that for, you know, starting on number one on the Billboard or whatever. But this album, Mutiny After Midnight, the song is called Ain't That a Bitch.
All right.
So let me get the volume going here. So it's kind of takes some digs at our president and his administration a little bit. Is that too loud?
No.
That ain't the problem. It's just a distraction. For all the oligarchs getting in on the action. Democracy propped up by greed is unsustainable. The total control through fascism is attainable. Manufactured chaos with political fear. Influence in public consent through content creators. We're all outside, waiting in line, but they all done got in. Looking out the window, laughing at us, fighting each other. Yeah, man, that's how they win. Rich, nothing ever changes. Ain't that a bitch?
What does he go under for this?
Johnny Blue Skies.
Johnny Blue Skies. Okay. Yeah. I'll have to listen to that. Yeah, it's good.
It's a good album. I had a couple.
Are they all kind of in that same vein musically, or are they all kind of all over the board?
Yeah. Very like a lot of guitar, bass, keys, some saxophone, some drums, like just a standard, almost like it's almost got like a jazz feel to it a little bit, you know, just like. Yeah. Sure. It's the closer song on the album. So it opens with a direct shot at Trump, talking about grabbing people by the poon. And then expands into a full, you know, like indictment of like oligarchs and court stacking and systematic inequality. And then the lands on the refrain, the poor stay poor, the rich get rich, nothing ever changes, baby. Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah.
It's riding this like raucous, funky groove the whole time. Just a funky song. And there's a couple songs like that, a couple other songs like that on the album. And then the other songs are very sexual, very like,
interesting.
Loving the lady he's with, sort of thing. But it's all good music. He does a good job with it, and I had the pleasure of seeing him when he did his last tour at Fox Theater in Detroit, and I went with my buddy Nate Lyons.
Yeah,
and. It was a very good show. Nice. And that was, that was for his first Johnny Blue Skies album. He also did an album that I've talked about on the show before, called Sound and Fury. And
yeah. So
that's really, I like Sturgill Simpson the more he gets outside of his country roots.
Sure.
I like his country stuff, but I just like it more. The more he branches out. So this I love.
The variety a little bit.
Yep.
Nice.
So that's my number three.
Okay.
Ain't That a Bitch by Johnny Blue Skies.
Nice. My number three. So I first kind of stumbled onto this band from a Vine that I just ran, or not Vine, Reel.
Mm-hmm.
Vine's not a thing anymore.
No.
I didn't know who it was. I hadn't heard of them, and it was just like this like 30 second clip of them kind of singing in their garage, and I was like, dude, that's so good. And so I've been listening to this album religiously. It was really hard for me not to just make all five songs from this album in this band. So I limited myself to two. And so it's from the album Family Business from the band Lawrence. And the song is Something in the Water. So this album came out in 2024. So it's relatively new. I love the way they sound. So it's a brother sister, Clyde and Gracie Lawrence.
Okay. I've never heard them.
Yeah. So there's so many good songs. It's hard to choose, but I really love this song. Too so.
Everybody thinks that can you hear that?
Cool. Yep. And I won't, and I hate that I gotta.
And everybody's got a dog and a wife. I've never heard this. And I can't for the life of me think why they'd wanna.
I wanna know. I think there's something in the world. Yeah, so both Gracie and her brother sing on the album, so they both can sing quite a bit. I think there's something.
So where'd you hear these guys?
So like I said, I just stumbled across it on Reel, and I was like, oh God, they're so good. Well,
I just liked it. Put it on my list.
Well, I thought, I need to listen to some of the stuff, and have been listening to the album pretty much nonstop for the last year and a half. So I
think there's something in the world. The guy kind of sounds like the guy from Need to Breathe.
Yeah, he's got an interesting... interesting singing voice for sure. But yeah, I just, like, cool. I said, they're musically, lyrically, I just really enjoy this album a lot. And, you know, each kind of song's a little bit different, but yeah, so Gracie Lawrence, she was on Broadway for a while in the last little bit, but still touring and all that kind of stuff. I would love to see him in concert, but I don't know if they're touring around us at all. There's something I'm missing.
Yeah, I like that. I'll listen to that.
Yeah, it's a great album. Like, every song is so good.
Okay.
Like I said, it was hard for me to not just do all five, but I did. Yeah. So.
Okay. Cool. That's a great one. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
All right. So my number two is from the lead singer of a band you probably know. The band is called Churches. Yeah. The lead singer of the band is Lauren Mayberry, and she put out a solo album in 2024. What's the album called? Vicious Creature. Yep. She put that out in 2024. Vicious Creature. And there's some good songs on it. I actually had a hard time picking one. Same sort of thing.
Yeah.
And this is one that really sticks out, and it's called Change Shapes. So this is Lauren Mayberry. It's exhausting, trying so hard all the time. Performative hypocrisy took over my mind. I'm a doll inside a box with a bullet chain. I bend over backwards, tiptoe along every wire. Guess I'm quite the actress, no one knows I'm a liar. I'm preaching to the choir, I'm a body for hire. So much different than Churches, right? I know. So, you know, I hear some, like, even some Madonna in there, you know, like 80s and 90s Madonna. It's very more pop. I know you love it when you're
eating, you're young. It's a really bad habit. Yeah, it's got a lot of different kind of vibes too.
Yeah. A lot of it is, a lot of the album is, the message is very similar to this sort of song where it's, like, very... calling out some shitty males she's had in her life, essentially. Yeah. Yeah. It's good album. I'm trying to get it on vinyl right now. It's not very hard to get. I think I can get it for like $30 or $35, but just trying to find a deal on it.
Is the album kind of sound very like each song a little different, or are they all kind of along the same?
Yeah, there's another song. I wouldn't say it's fun, but it's an interesting song like this one is, but it's not like this. And it's like Sorry, etc. or something like that. It's okay. Sorry, comma, etc. And it's just like her just venting about the way people have treated her. And it's very refreshing and, you know, eye-opening, you know, just to hear the point of view. So it's good. So that's my number three.
Two.
My number two, Change Shapes by Lauren Mayberry. Yep. Got it.
Cool. Okay, so my number two. My number two is the newest song on my list, released in 2026. 2026. from, I don't know, I wouldn't say my favorite artist, but like a top five artist for me. And it's Mumford and Sons, and it's Rubber Band Man from their new album, Prize Fighter, which I really enjoy the whole album. The whole album's great. The reason I like this song, I love like the combination of them and Hozier together. Like I could listen to an entire album if they those guys all partnered together to make an album, would be incredible. Just from the song alone, like I just, and then you see all like the promotional clips where they're like singing in like a train station and all the echoes and all that. It just sounds incredible, and I just, yeah, I this song to me, again, it's kind of your classic Mumford, but yeah, with a new spin to it, so.
So what's the rubber band man mean in the song?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah, I mean, it's mentioned in, I think, this verse that he's singing right now towards the end, but don't hold to yourself. Yeah, it's coming up water and stone. Next line. Make the water your bone. Yeah, I haven't really done a deep dive into the lyrical content necessarily of where it comes from.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I don't know. There's like the way they sing with passion, the way they can. I mean, I could never do it, but I just love the way those guys sound. It's
So that's Hozier right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love his voice.
Yeah. So I said I would love for them to do like an entire album together. It would be awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe someday.
Cool.
Yep.
Yeah, I never heard that one either.
Yeah, I don't know if you haven't listened to that album. It's a pretty good album. They got a lot of different, not a lot, but they got a couple different people that are on that album as well as guest artists.
Okay. Cool. I'll check it out. We're on to our number ones.
On to our number ones. Yep.
My number one came out, let me just double check here. My number one was from Justin Bieber, came out last year, 2025.
Okay.
So he hadn't put out music in a while, and
Yep.
people were kind of worried, that he wasn't going to put out music. They weren't sure, there was rumors that like he messed up his voice or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. It's track number three on part one of Swag. He put out a second section, Swag 2, a few months later last
Okay.
year, and both albums were surprise drops. It was so cool. We went from like wondering, like I think I probably even said something literally like the week before to Katie, where I was like,
Is he ever going to make music
if
again?
he's ever, because I love Justin Bieber, and so when this came out, I was just thrilled. And Yukon is the basically the best song on the album, and here it is. Feel like you'd have to be living under a rock to not have heard this, right? Have you heard this? Do you know this? Maybe I'm living in my own
I
world.
don't think I've heard
He
this
played
one.
it on the Grammys.
Was because there was another song that was on this album that was really
Yeah.
popular, right?
Daisies, maybe?
Yes, that's the one I've yeah.
Yeah. And Go Baby. You like to go slow, but we could go Yeah, I
faster.
really,
Tell me the
between
password.
those three songs, it's tough to pick, but this I think is my favorite.
You know what that means? Yeah, I don't think I've heard this song. Coming up on you quickly. Hopping nice things.
Yep, and like the especially Swag One, like the first part of that album, Swag.
Yeah.
That is a complete album. Like, it is good. And Swag Two, you could tell it's more of the B sides, but like,
sure,
it's still got like three or four awesome songs on it.
Yeah.
It's so he put together a solid album and a half, just dropped it on us. It was so cool.
Yeah.
So I have this, I have Swag. I don't think Swag 2 is even on vinyl, but I have Swag on vinyl and stuff in the rotation. Yeah. Just love it. Love it. You know, it's R&B, you know, very R&B. You know, he's got his vocals pitched up.
I was going to say his voice sounds a little different than...
And he's singing normal in the background. He's like his own background singer.
Yeah.
But...
Because that's not like that in the other song, right? The other song, he sounds normal.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the only song that
he's singing. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got the... It's kind of got that jittery... That jittery... you know, effect to it. Kind of like...
Yeah.
Almost like SZA does a little bit. It's just, and then you know, Bieber's always, you know, very emotionally, you know, raw with his lyrics and music and stuff. So, and this is definitely in that same realm. So, it's a great album. If you haven't heard at least Swag One, I would check it out because it's vintage Justin Bieber in my mind. So, but, yeah.
Cool.
That's my number one, Justin Bieber, UConn.
So my number one, I already kind of hinted towards the album and band that it would be from, and it is from Lawrence, from the same album. sorry.
All good.
And this is... So it's from Family Business, like I said, from 2024. This is probably my favorite song on the album. It has some of my favorite lyrics in it. You know, so the name of the song is "I'm Confident That I'm Insecure." So it's talking all about like her insecurities and all this kind of stuff. And you know, one of my favorite. So like the first little verse is, "Well, shucks, I think I need to go to therapy, but I'm tough, so I'm just going to cry in bed for free. But enough, like maybe I'll be living in denial for a while. It sucks. My brain tells me to eat a bag of dicks."
My brain tells me to eat a bag of dicks and I suck. Where are they from?
New York.
Yeah. How come it didn't tell me before? I'm confident. Yeah, that's right. You said she's on Broadway. What show is she in? Or was she in? I'm confident
that I'm insecure. It was one with, oh, what's that dude's name? The big Broadway guy. Who's in Frozen.
Oh, Josh.
Josh, yeah. It was, I don't remember the name of the play. Yeah. I'd have to see. And everything you hope that I would be. I'm sure it's probably in here somewhere. But I'm away.
Criticism knocks me to the ground when I speak. Yeah, I like these guys.
Yeah, like each of their songs sound a little different, and I don't know. I really enjoy. I think her voice is incredible. I really like Clyde's voice. I don't know. They're just different and unique, and I really enjoy it a lot. So.
Their dad was the filmmaker behind Miss Congeniality, the movie.
I just saw that, yeah.
Yep. So they've got some background in music. That's cool.
Yep. Yeah, just
Claude so says, weird. Given your love for Bleachers, The Midnight, and Dawes, I think Lawrence would hit really well for you. They've got that same joyful, earnest energy that Bleachers brings, but with a soul funk backbone.
Yeah.
Don't Lose Sight and What You Want are great entry points, but honestly, the albums are solid front to back listens, which I know is how you prefer to take things in. You're right, Claude, I do. Have you heard any of their stuff, or is this totally new to you? Totally new. I'm not talking to you right now, Claude. I'm talking to Caleb.
Like I said, this album is so good. Like, again, it's a complete album. Every song's good. I'm just excited for them to put out more music. So that's, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I'm excited to listen to some more of that. That's cool. I had a couple honorable mentions, which I was playing when we were chatting earlier, but I don't think anybody heard them. So I'll just quickly touch on mine. One is How to Disappear by The Bad Dreamers. Let's see. I'll just quick put it on while I'm talking. Synth pop. You know, band's from Los Angeles. Retro influenced, vocal driven. And it came out in 2019. The album was songs about people, including myself. And so it's a breakup song, but it's not dramatic. It's quiet. It's like, you know, just like, you're done with me. We never really clicked, and I wasn't really good at making you happy, but I know how to disappear. And so that's the tagline of the song. I know how to disappear. So just a good driving song, you know, just like,
yep.
Good song. Well, but yeah, that's one of my honorable mentions. I'm not going to play it in its entirety because it's my honorable mention. It doesn't deserve to be mentioned more than just in the background of what I'm talking about here. And my second honorable mention was Dear to Me by Electric Guest featuring Haim. It's a little bit older as well. I think this one came out in 2012. So it was produced by Danger Mouse, so that's kind of a, you know,
okay,
can hear that in that. Also a Los Angeles band. I guess I am attracted to LA bands because that's where The Midnight is from also. Just the kind of a groovy sound and song. It's called Dear to Me, and the band is Electric Guest. It's kind of like vintage 70s, 80s synth in there. Good sound and song. And then the last song that I have as an honorable mention is one that it's one that repeats itself in my life very often because it's the song that I stretch to after riding on the Peloton. And so Cody Rigsby, he's kind of the instructor that I kind of vibe with the best. And like his training style is, you know, good for me. He motivates me well. And so this is the song, Didn't We Almost Have It All by Whitney Houston. And so it's kind of funny because he's like, you'll never hear this song during a ride. You would leave this ride if this song was on your spin class. But it's great for stretching.
This would be hard to spin to for sure.
It's great for stretching. And so it's funny to watch and stretch to the same recording of Cody having me stretch to this song. He says certain things and I have his lines memorized, like parts that he's singing to the song, and he's like, he even says, like, if you were on a ride that had this song, you'd leave that ride.
Sure.
So I haven't memorized. I probably have stretched to this song 100 times.
Yeah.
So it's a great song, and I love Whitney Houston. I have Whitney Houston, a couple Whitney Houston albums on vinyl, and love her. Love her. She died too quickly.
Yep.
Do you have any honorable mentions?
Most of my honorable mentions are, again, because I'm on a 90s kick. Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, think everyone knows that song, but yeah, I just, that's a, one of my favorites. I love that song. Another 90s song that came out in 92 that I listen to a lot right now, primarily just because of frustration and anger with the world, and it's Killing in the Name Of by Rage Against the Machine. Just kind of, you know how that song goes. So, yeah, those are just a couple. I mean, there's so many more that I could go over, but we'll just leave it those two. So, yeah, this one. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a good song for right now.
Well, right?
Oh, yeah. Love Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, there's so many good ones. Yeah.
Cool. Well, that was a fun one, Caleb, and it scratched the itch that I was hoping to get from it, just to kind of chat music with you and discover some new music. So, you know, that's the phase I'm in right now. So, thank you for introducing me to the band Lawrence. And
yeah.
Was there another one too that look at the
play? I mean, it was Mumford, but you know Mumford.
Yeah, the Mumford, but I had not heard the song with Hozier. Yeah. So that's cool. Cool. So we kind of briefly chatted about next episode. And you had an idea. What was it?
To do our top 5 video games from our childhood.
Okay. Yes. I like it. Yep, let's go down nostalgia lane here with video games.
Yeah, it was just, we got a couple of the, you know, because you can do like all the old Nintendo games on the Switch, and we've just been playing some of those, and I was kind of in that old classic Nintendo game kind of mode of late, so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I should just go, because I've been trying to get into a video game, but I don't have enough time to like get into a deep one like
the
new Tears of the Kingdom.
Sure.
Like, I'm halfway through that game right now, but I haven't played it in like 3 months. And so I don't have the bandwidth to do that. So maybe I'll just go pick up like Super Mario Brothers 3 or something.
Yeah, the classic ones.
Yep. That one might be on my list. Spoiler alert.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, there's so many good ones for sure. So
cool. Yeah, and like I said, we're going to be, and then I think following that episode, we're going to do the Mandalorian and Grogu.
Mandalorian characters.
Characters. Yep. Yeah, that'll be a fun one. I'm looking forward to both of those. Cool. Yeah, and then I'm kind of behind on editing, so by the time you hear this, I will have edited the 2 episodes before it, but it could be July. So happy 4th of July, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
But it is what it is. You get it when you get it. I'm sorry. Yeah. We've been busy.
Happy 250 years, America.
Yeah, that's right. Hopefully we're still here.
Who knows?
Cool. Well, it was good to chat with you again, Caleb, and thank you.
Yeah.
For everybody who's listened, and reach out to us if you want to, if you have any ideas or if you have any feedback on our ideas. We're all
here. Have any video games you want to tell us about?
Yeah. We were kind of talking, you know, briefly beforehand too, that we would probably, we might get into a phase of like just going through music for a while. Cause like I said, I'm into music right now. So maybe we'll just do a few episodes of music. But we're just going to kind of take it as it goes. We might disappear for a while during the summer again. I know summers can kind of get a little busy, or at least off routine. So
yeah,
We might have to fight to get episodes out more periodically in the summer, but we're just going to go as we can and just make sure we're having fun along the way and talk about what we want to talk about. So, cool.
Sounds great.
Well, Caleb, it was good chatting with you, and
same.
We will see you all next week. All right. I'm going to stop.
Thanks for listening to the High Five Podcast. We'd love to hear what your high fives would be or what you thought of ours. You can find us on Facebook or email us at thehighfivepodcast@gmail.com. Or just say hi if you know us in real life. And a big thank you to our friend Trevor Durheimer for the awesome intro and outro music. See you next time.